Welcome to One Girl in All the World, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer rewatch podcast where we recap each episode in order and discuss. I'm Ashley, Buffy superfan.
Kimmy, Buffy newbie.
You can find us on all major podcast apps, YouTube, and Instagram with new episodes on Tuesdays. All right, so this was an interesting one for several reasons, but what did you, so Doppelgangland, which is kind of a sequel to The Wish, but does not come after The Wish. Like
no, and session. Also people who were in The Wish don't remember anything, so it's not like it, you know.
Yeah. We know, but.
Yes. And Anya knows.
And Anya knows, yeah.
But
and
nobody else does.
I mean, eventually Willow knows, but so what did you think of this episode? Because The Wish was like your favorite episode so far, if I remember correctly.
I thought it was pretty good. Like, okay. Bringing Anya back was interesting.
That's the question. Who comes back? Anya.
Yeah, I was kind of curious. Yeah, I got that wrong. Obviously, I knew I was going to, but I was kind of curious to know a little more about like Faith because they kept going on that storyline. I wanted to kind of see what was going to go on with that. We totally didn't talk about the dead body at all.
Mm-hmm. So they touched on it a very, very small amount this episode. Yeah.
So it's a good episode. I just sometimes feel like it's disjointed, but I mean, it did, like you said, it wrapped back to the Wish episode, but yeah.
Yeah.
Especially Willow trying to be. Good Willow trying to be bad Willow was hilarious.
Yeah. She waves at Oz. It's like the epitome of that.
That was so cute. That was really adorable.
Yeah. I just wondered if you liked it because it was kind of like a take. It was the sequel of The Wish. Yeah. So I didn't know if you really liked it.
Didn't like it as much as The Wish.
Right. Okay. So Doppelgangland originally aired on February 23rd, 1999 and was written and directed by Joss Whedon. And the synopsis is, Buffy and the real Willow, spoiler alert, Buffy and the real Willow must save the day when, from the bleak alternate universe in which vampires rule Sunnydale, Willow's blood-sucking doppelganger is brought forth into this world and wreaks havoc and confusion in Sunnydale. Meanwhile, Buffy goes into full training mode so she can ace out Faith on the Watchers Council tests, while Faith's unholy new alliance is already paying handsome dividends. Another thing that we really didn't fully flesh out was this whole testing thing.
No, I know they talked about it for like 30 seconds and then I was kind of like, wait, what?
Yeah, and then that was like it. I feel like that was, what was that about? Because we never
talked about it before,
unless we just had to bring Faith into the episode to keep her story going, so maybe that was like literally the only reason they needed it,
maybe.
But yeah, I thought that was like strange. Okay, anyway, let's start at the top. So we start with a previously on, and we get just, you know, the whole Faith thing with her killing everyone. Her killing
one person, Ashley.
Alan. Well, it feels like more. Anya, and like the whole Wish plot line with Cordelia making the wish, Anya being made human when her power source was destroyed. And then that Willow was like kind of catching where we were with Willow in that alternative universe. So we start off in a crypt, I'm guessing. And Anya is asking basically her boss, her demon boss, whose name is DeHoffrin, which we have not found out yet, but his name is DeHoffrin, for help because she wants to become a Vendage demon again. She's not happy as a high school senior.
No.
Not liking it. Says they're boring. You know how boring it is, and I'm flunking math. Like, she's just not happy about it. So she's going to him for help, and he refuses.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you know.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Sorry about your luck. So she's determined to get her necklace back, which is her power source, so she can be a Vendage demon again. So, yeah, so she's just going to go out on her own since DeHoffrin isn't helping her.
Yeah.
And she says, I'll find someone that will help me. And because of the quad, we see Willow. So a little bit of foreshadowing there. Willow is using magic. She's twirling a pencil.
She's getting good at it.
Yeah, it's just kind of just twirling in circles. And Buffy's there with her. And they're talking about these tests that Buffy and Faith have to do for the council.
Buffy's hanging out doing sit-ups while she's talking to Willow.
Yeah, she's doing sit-ups.
It's normal.
And she's like, there was psych evaluations. There's also like physical tests. And that brings up Faith. That, like when Buffy says, I know she'll never be on the cover of Sanity Fair.
Yeah, that was funny.
She's like, but, you know, interesting thing that Buffy says, it could have been me in different circumstances, that could have been me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think has been an underlying thing that, I think that's an underlying thing that Buffy hasn't said yet, but is why one reason why she is so desperate to try to save Faith, because she does think, like, you know, under different circumstances, it could have been her.
Yeah. But
finally, she said that, which we've kind of been seeing. And of course, Willow doesn't like Faith sharing her people.
Yes. Yeah. But also, she's trying to tell Buffy that she's cool with it. It's fine. She's getting more used to her, getting, like, better with her. And then you can see the pencil just, like, freaking out.
Yeah, freaking out. And then just goes crazy and, like, impales a tree.
Goes into a tree, yeah.
Like, halfway through. Like, half the pencil's, like, halfway embedded, which is pretty a crazy speed.
Which is funny, because Willow had just finished talking about how she's has... It's all about emotional control.
Yeah, this is, like, magic and emotional control. So, obviously, that 50% of that recipe went sour. So she's obviously still affected by talking about Faith. And a little side note, Buffy really does want to do better than Faith, which, okay, I guess it's just Slayer competition.
Yeah. I mean, I think people inherently just are
trying to compare themselves.
I mean, competitive. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it can be healthy and sometimes not as much. But yeah, I feel like in Buffy's case, in this scenario, she's trying to be healthily competitive.
Top Slayer. So we go to the credits, and then we go to Snyder's office, where Willow is being paired by Snyder's demand, not request.
Okay. I think this is part of the episode that I didn't like. This whole, like...
Percy thing?
Making Willow a doormat, basically. Like, I see why they had to do that, the setup. But, like, it just... It annoyed me. Yeah.
So you don't think that's some... Do you feel like that's something that just got invented in this episode, or no?
Oh, no, definitely not. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
But
it still bothered me to, like, I don't know. Yeah.
Shine a light on it. Make it a little more too enhanced.
Yeah. I thought maybe we were kind of progressing Willow a little bit, and it just felt like this was a huge
regression.
Step back. Yes.
It was a regression. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
I think that's why it bothered me. Anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
So Snyder is basically demanding that Willow tutor Percy West, who is the point guard for the basketball team. He's like, we can't have it happen again. What happened with our swim team, if we remember? Team all turned into
gross
creatures. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And go fish. Creatures.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gross.
So, yeah, he's like, we want to, like, for our basketball team is good, but he is failing history. So you're going to help him. And she's like, you know, I have a lot. He's like, oh, you're going
to
help him.
Exactly. That's the thing. She's like, she tries to push back. She's like, I have a lot going on.
Yeah. He's like, you already have acceptance letter. But he says, like, from any, like, every college that has a seal. Yeah. I don't know
but
what he says.
She's like, but I still have homework and tests. Like,
and maybe I just don't want to.
Yeah.
Which is also a valid reason.
A valid answer, yeah.
But no, he's not taking no for an answer. And so she's going to have to help Percy. Help Percy pass history. So in the library, Willow is kind of catching. They walk into the library, Willow and Buffy. And Willow is catching Buffy up on this. And Buffy's kind of like, I need to kick Snyder's ass. Which is kind of cute. And they say, yeah, that Snyder is a bully. And it's so funny when Willow's like, you know, I just hate that I hate that he, like, expects, like, your time to be his. Like, that's, he just assumes, like, your time is his. And then Giles comes out and says, Willow, get on the computer. And she's like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So, still trying to get into the mayor's files. So, that carries on from last episode when he asked her to do that. Still struggling with that. So
isn't Faith here at this point, though? And she's like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. So Faith comes in with Wesley, and Wesley is extremely winded. So is like, he just tested her on, like, the obstacle course.
Mm-hmm.
So she's fine. Doesn't even look like she broke a sweat.
No.
And Wesley had a hard time keeping up with her. She calls him Princess Margaret, which is Queen Elizabeth's sister.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's Buffy's turn. So Buffy goes to change. And they have her and Faith are very awkward. It's an awkward interaction. Buffy doesn't even, I don't think really wants to be social with Faith. And they have an awkward passing. And then Faith sees Willow on the computer behind the desk and asks what she's doing. And she says, I'm trying to hack into the mayor's files.
Mm-hmm.
And
so Faith has that intel now.
Mm-hmm. And she says, oh, do you think you can do it? Willow's like, yeah, eventually I can get through it. But it is tough right now. She's like, oh, okay, all right. And then we go to the mayor's office. Or actually, Faith's new apartment.
A fancy apartment. What?
Fancy apartment. And we start up right away by Faith dumping that information.
Yeah.
To the mayor.
It's like a sugar daddy without the sugar part.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they say exactly that, basically.
So weird.
Yeah. So Faith is telling the mayor about Willow. And he's like, oh, you know, like, we'll have to just kill her. And Faith is kind of a little bit like, what? Mm-hmm. But yeah. doesn't put up any kind of, she seems a bit shocked, but doesn't say anything against it. Mm-hmm. And what you just said about the sugar daddy thing, she kind of says that. She's like, oh, thanks, sugar daddy, for like the apartment.
And she like goes to like hug him or whatever. And he's like, no.
Yeah. He might works. Be a, like a horrible, like demon, who knows, like invincible person, but he's not a creep, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah. He's like, he no, I don't find that amusing. Like, no, we're not going to. He very much established a platonic relationship with
he
Faith.
He says he's happily married or something, right?
Because I'm a family man.
Family man. Yeah, that's what he says.
Okay. So that you would think that, you know, yeah. plays in there. So, yeah, because Faith is like, okay, well, like, well, I'm going to give you something in return. And yeah, he's not having that.
He's shutting it down.
Yeah, he's shutting that down, which was
he just
good.
Wants information.
It was good to see anyway.
And maybe
yeah, so they're going to. Kill
dead.
Willow. Yeah. yeah. He says, I'm not going to ask you to do it. It's too soon for that, like in our partnership. And he also says to keep her old apartment in case you need to meet friends there. So this is like her, that's like her cover.
Secret apartment.
Her not even apartment, the whole motel room.
Yeah.
So we go to the hallway and Oz and Willow meet and have a hug. And he says that he didn't come to school the day before because he and the band had a gig in Monterey, so kind mm-hmm. of in our neck of the woods.
Yeah.
I didn't find out. Too late. I didn't find out that Dingo's Eight Maybe we were playing. Or I would have made a drive out there.
You could have caught them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame.
I'm only like 25 years too late. So close. So close. Yeah, so he's like, oh, she said, I don't know. I didn't know you had a gig. And he's like, I thought you did know. And so this like sets up a little bit of where Willow feels a little bit left out. He's like, well, we have a gig. Well, I think he says tonight. At the Bronze, she's like, oh, I can't go. I have too much homework. So mm-hmm. it's kind of like slowly building where she does feel like very boring, doormat, like predictable yep. and all mm-hmm. that. So
yeah, she's feeling insecure about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the quad, Willow catches up with Percy saying like at lunch, you know, do you have time? We can look yeah, over your, we can go over.
Do tutoring.
We can tutor
Percy's
you.
Percy's like, no, you're doing everything for me.
Yeah,
what? Are you kidding me?
Snyder didn't say that. He's like, yeah. What meeting were you in? He said he was saying that without saying it. Yeah. And he's like really mean. He's like,
yeah, he's a jerk.
But till we graduate, like,
you're mine.
I own you.
Yep. Wow.
The jocks at Sunnydale High, all of them are just nasty.
The audacity.
Yeah. You know, the audacity, honestly. Percy.
You're a jock. You really think you can own someone because yeah, you're good at sports?
I think he does. Wow. Actually, I think that's exactly why he thinks he can't.
Wait till you get to the real world, kid.
Yeah. This is what he's peaking right now. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
True.
That's the thing about people that peak in high school. Gotta say.
Yes.
Now they're all being like, join my LMM, MLM, sell candles or like leggings or whatever. that's what those people are up to now. Okay. That's all right. Anyway. Mean. So she sits down like by the fountain or whatever and is just feeling like really deflated, like, okay, another thing, like this is not going for me. She feels like she's starting to get angry. She's gonna eat this banana even though it's not lunch, and she is gonna rebel by eating this banana just because.
Oh my god.
And Buffy and Xander come over and immediately want her to know if she taped something for them, and she says yeah. And oh boy, poor Buffy says old reliable.
R word.
Yeah. And Willow does not like that was how she's looked at. She's like, oh, wow, what a sexy nickname. Old reliable. She does not like it. And so she really, like, wants to rebel. Yeah. She's like, I don't think I'm going to change my look. I don't know. I am going to eat this banana. And she kind of, like, storms away. And
Buffy tries to follow her. And she's like, I'm storming off. It doesn't really work if you come with me.
Yeah, because Buffy tries to follow her to apologize. She's like, I didn't mean it in a bad way. And she's like, I'm trying to storm off. Do you mind? So Willow's, like, trying to make an exit. And Buffy ruined it for her. So in the hallway, we see Anya come up to Willow. Yeah, and
good timing, Anya.
Ask her for, yeah, because Willow is, like, ripe to do something reckless.
Mm-hmm. And then Anya's telling her that it's, like, a spell to create a time fold.
Yeah, a temporal fold.
Her interest. Oh, yeah. Temporal fold. I heard time fold. Okay, sorry.
It might be, they might say both. I can't remember.
Okay.
But it is. It's a time fold. And Willow says, oh, will it be dangerous? And he's like, no, not really, no. Willow says, can we pretend like it's dangerous? So she's like, I heard you were like a powerful Wicca. And so, you know, Willow's like, yes, magic. I can't do much else in my, she believes, she thinks this. But I can, I'm a witch and I can do magic. So yeah. This is my thing. So, yeah, she agrees to help her with the spell. So they meet in a classroom and they're going to call on Arishan, the Endless One, with the spell. So Anya has a plate with the item that she's trying to retrieve kind of painted on it, mm-hmm. a representation of it. So they're going to do this spell. They're going to pour some sand on the plate that's going to open a temporal fold, and then it's going to bring the necklace back. She and her usual like line from the wish was that it was family heirloom that got stolen. Right. So yeah. That's what she tells Willow. So yeah, they start the spell, and as Anya is starting to pour the sand, it touches Willow's fingers,
and she sees,
and she has all these like flashes,
yeah.
of the wish verse that we saw in the wish.
Yeah. So she sees herself as bad Willow.
Yeah, and Buffy slaying Xander, and like Xander being like what, well, like all these things.
Don't slaying make sense. Her, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think we did see that. I think she did see that. So she's like very confused, and it's like flashing, and like obviously the sand is touching your hand. So they finish the spell, and it doesn't work. There's no necklace there, mm-hmm. and Willow gets upset with her because she's like, this was like definitely more serious than you let on.
Yeah.
Which I thought was what Willow wanted, but
well, Anya's like, oh, practice. I was just trying to find my necklace.
Just trying to find my necklace. Yeah, for real. And she's Willow really is like, you know, magic is it can be dangerous. You shouldn't like trifle with it.
Yeah.
And Anya's like, fine, leave, you idiot child, or whatever she says. Willow comes and she's like, I believe these are my chicken feet. Takes them back part of the spell. So she's like, yeah, I'm leaving. So Willow is done with doing that spell. She's not gonna help her with it. She doesn't think that Anya is acting responsibly.
Vampire Willow in her universe wake up.
In our universe, or yeah. Buffy's universe.
Yeah, in this universe.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's in the same place. So I don't remember what it was. It was like the factory or something where she was staked, where that whole battle went down. So she wakes mm-hmm. up on the floor there because we see her disappear mm-hmm. from the wish first, and then we see her wake up on the floor.
Yeah.
So
very interesting.
Yeah. So at Maple Court, which is that main street in Sunnydale, Willow, Vamp Willow, is walking down the street, taking everything in. A little different. And I read that this is a shot-for-shot comparison to when Cordy walked down the same street, seeing everything the opposite way.
That's cool.
Okay. So that's cool, yeah.
So it's like all quiet and safe and
clean. People are just walking around and enjoying the evening, and there's not vampires everywhere. There's not trash everywhere.
Yeah.
People screaming, abandoned cars. Yeah, all that. Yeah. So it's just like a normal night in Sunnydale.
So which is very boring to Vamp Willow.
And she's also very confused.
What is this?
Yeah, she's very confused. And an old lady comes up to ask her a question, and she's like, rah, scares the old lady. The old lady runs off. So she's like, what the hell is going on here? So she heads to the Bronze, because that was like the vampire, what was that club? The one in New York City, club number, some
54, Studio 54.
Studio 54, maybe, is what I'm thinking of.
Is that what you're thinking
of? I think of that was like the Studio 54 for vampires, the Bronze. So she walks in there, and again, it's normal
mm-hmm.
for our Sunnydale's original timeline or whatever. It's not like it was with people in chains and like in cages and stuff. And Percy comes up to Vamp Willow.
I like this scene.
This Percy from here on out is okay because he gets
and
his ass beat.
This is when he tells her until they graduate.
Oh,
is
it?
He owns her ass. He actually says that.
That's terrible. And then
Willow says, bored now, and then just throws him.
Yeah. Just whacks him across the room. He comes after Willow again, and Xander comes in. He thinks that Percy is messing with Willow and breaks it up, and Percy takes off. And then Willow recognizes Xander and thinks like, oh, you're alive. And she means
my vampire boy.
And my vampire boy toy is here in this reality. But wait, you're not dead. You are like a human.
Yeah.
And she's confused and he's confused because when she thinks he's still like regular Xander, or vampire Xander. She like hugs him and is like touching him and he's like,
and
whoa,
he's
whoa,
like
whoa.
Hands.
Yeah, he's like, let's not fall into bad habits, old habits here. We've been down this road before. Yes, Vamp Willow is extremely handsy.
Mm-hmm.
And likes licking people's necks. We'll see.
Yes, she does. She's very sexual.
Mm-hmm. So Xander is like in like, what is happening here? And obviously her outfit is much more risque than what Willow would wear.
Well, and because Buffy walks in and she's just like, she sees Willow from behind, I think. And she's like, oh, introduce me to your new friend.
Yeah.
Holy God, you're Willow. That was so good.
Yeah. And they're just both very shocked. And Buffy again tries to apologize for earlier because she's like, okay, her attitude and everything and her, like, I guess like she took my words a little too seriously and this is the result. So mm-hmm. Buffy does feel bad and tries to apologize when Willow walks away and Willow like turns on them in vamp face and then leaves. So they're like, oh my God, Willow is
Willow. Vamp. Yeah. Willow died.
Willow died. It got turned. It's horrible. So in the alley outside of the bronze, Willow, Vamp Willow, I gotta keep getting myself straight here, is walking and is attacked by the mayor's vampires. Because you remember, he said, I'm not gonna ask you to do it, Faith. Or he didn't say how he's gonna take care of it, but this is obviously how. He got some vampire minions to watch her and tackle, like, you know, attack her in the alley.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't realize that this is Vampire Willow.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very strong and she basically bests them and breaks the ones of fingers into like yeah. saying, okay, yeah, we will work for you. Like, we're not the mayor. The mayor isn't our boss anymore. You are. The sound effects for that was.
That's gross.
Oh, yeah. It was really nasty. Yeah. She just bends each finger back, breaking the bones. But now, yeah, she has her own minions. So she wants to make Sunnydale back to what it was.
Yeah.
Her Sunnydale, the one that she knows and loves. So in the library, Xander and Buffy aww. Are sitting there with Giles.
They're very, very distraught.
Everyone's so like shocked. They're both saying like, this isn't real. Buffy's like, I can't feel anything.
Buffy takes the blame. Buffy feels like it's her fault for calling her reliable.
Oh, reliable. That's all. She went out and got herself attacked. So they're all just like sitting there just shell-shocked, really. They haven't even gotten sad yet.
Until Willow walks in and is like, geez, who died? Oh God, who died?
Yeah, because it was a joke at first, and then they all look stricken, and then she's like, oh no, really, who died? And I love when Xander jumps up at the cross, and is like, pulling it out to her, and then he like, it's like, she's not reacting, so he like shakes the cross, like it's going to start working, and then puts it back on her. That was great acting.
That was a cute scene, yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. He was like, okay, something's not right with it, and I'm going to put it again. And she's like, you guys okay? And then they realize that, oh my God, like it's actually Willow, and she's alive.
Buffy says, you're alive. And Willow's like, aren't I usually?
Yeah. And so they're so happy. So Willow and Buffy and Xander kind of like bear hug her. And she's like, oh, you guys take some drugs? Like, what's going on?
Well, then
like
Giles hugs her.
Well, like when they separate, she's like, Giles, what's going on with them? And before she can finish, he just like tackles her and hugs her too. Because he's so happy. So yeah, cute.
That was really cute.
It was really cute. And they break the news to her.
Yeah.
That she was a vampire in the bronze. And she's like, no. They're like, yeah. So what's going on here, Giles? And mm-hmm. he says, something very strange is happening. And without even looking at him, Xander says, can you believe the council let this guy go? Like, with that kind of insight. This was a good scene for Xander. It was really funny. He had a lot of funny moments. I loved that. So at the bronze, Anya's had a rough day. All she wants to do is sit back and drink a beer.
But she's a high school teenager.
Now she's a high school teenager. They won't let her have any.
They want her ID.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm 1,100 years old. Just give me a beer.
Give me a freaking beer.
He doesn't even flinch. He's like, ID. So she has to get Coke instead.
That was really cute.
Yeah. So also when this is happening, Devin and Oz are setting up for their show with Dingoes Ate My Baby. And Angel shows up and kind of comes to the side of the stage. It's talking to Oz and he's looking for Buffy. And he says, oh, she's not here, but she probably will show later. Then cue the vampire minions to come in.
Yeah.
And they're going to start with the bronze. Willow's entourage that she broke their fingers into getting. And comes in and blocks the exits and everything. And Angel's like, I can get out of here. I probably should and like go get help. But he's kind of sticking around at the moment. But then Willow comes in after them. And obviously, she's not herself. She's not in vamp face, but you can tell she's with these guys.
I can tell something's.
And I was like, go get Buffy now. Yeah. Like something is really wrong. And so he like goes up a little rope to the window and like climbs out of the skylight to go get Buffy. So Willow is kind of just walking around looking at the bronze. Everyone's paying attention to her. And she's basically saying, you know, that she like, you know, liked how it was. She's going to make it how it was. And she talks to this girl, just a random bronze patron named Sandy. So she asks her name. And then she like picks Sandy, like moves Sandy. Like she's sitting down. She just thinks her stand up. She like licks her neck.
Yeah.
Very sexually.
Yeah.
And then bites her. Okay. And kills her. Well, drinks from her. We don't know what happens to her. Oz, you know, tries to stop her. He tries to come down and stop Willow from biting Sandy, but he's stopped by the minions.
Yeah.
And then Anya kind of catches what's going on. Because, again, like you said, Anya remembers all this stuff from the Wishverse.
So she tells Willow, this isn't your world.
Yeah. You're in the wrong world. You know, this isn't what you, this isn't the world that you left. And guess what? You probably want to get back there. And so do I.
Yeah.
So they're going to make a little alliance here. At the library, Willow is still kind of like freaked out about there being a vampire version of her running around.
Yep.
And so they're kind of like talking it through. And Angel bursts through the door out of breath, which shouldn't be possible, but he is. And
nice catch.
Says, oh, God, like he's very distraught. Like Willow's dead. Yep. And then Willow steps out from his into his eye line. And he's like, oh, hi, Willow. And he's very confused. Okay. So they have to explain to him that there is a vampire Willow and that he's like, yeah, she's at the bronze right now looking to party with a bunch of minions. So they definitely need to stop her. So they all head out. And
well, Willow goes back to grab something.
Minus Faith, because Giles says we don't want her in combat with humans right now. She's not there yet. Right. So they're going to leave Faith out. Willow wants to know what they're going to do with her, with vampire her. And Buffy doesn't know. She just knows we have to stop her from hurting people. And then Willow says, oh, some thought comes to her. And she runs back into the library while everyone else goes off. She's going to catch up. And reaches near the computer for something. But then Vampire Willow
grabs her.
Grabs her. And, like, captures her. What do you think Willow was... What do you think occurred to her? Because we never do find out, do we?
Nope.
Why she went back into the library.
Nope. I have no idea.
Yeah. I'm just trying... I was trying to think about it. And I was like... I don't know what it could have been.
Mm-mm.
No ideas.
You know, something by the computer. I have no idea, like a disc or something, but that wouldn't be helpful in this situation.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, let us know if you, if anybody watching had an idea what Willow's idea was.
A book or something?
Maybe. Like, interesting. I just wish I knew what it was.
Evil Willow thinks, I call her Evil Willow, Vamp Willow. Vamp Willow thinks nice Willow, normal Willow.
Yeah.
Can get her back to her world. But maybe they could have fun.
Yes, I think Willow is attracted to herself here.
This is weird. I get it if you are attracted to women. It's fine. But, like, attracted to yourself?
She's a real narcissist, apparently. Like, so much so that she wants to have relations
with herself. Well, she licks Willow's neck.
She licks Willow's neck. And,
Willow's like, you're so evil and skanky.
Yeah, and so obviously we know that Anya has sent Vamp Willow here to get other Willow for the spell. So they're going to try to do the spell again.
Yeah.
And so Willow runs behind the desk and manages to get the tranquilizer gun that they used for Oz and trank Vamp Willow.
Yeah.
So she's out. And another thing that's kind of like time, like I'm like, what? So like right after that, the gang is back.
Mm-hmm.
They're not at the bronze anymore. They're immediately back in the library. Like, I don't know if they heard something or what. We never find out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're pulling Vamp Willow into the book cage. What I told you, like when we first saw this, it'll come in handy a lot.
Yeah. You're right.
But you know, I'm not gonna say anything. Yes. Yeah, so we use it quite often. So they pull her in there, she's out. They lock her in there, and basically, they're like, "Okay, we have to get to the bronze and figure this out." And good Willow, we'll use whatever words we want at any time. Good Willow, Evil Willow, Vamp Willow, whatever. Good Willow says, you know, it's so weird, like looking at her and everything. And I said, I think I'm kind of gay.
Yeah, that was really funny.
And Buffy says, you know, like, once you're a vampire, it has nothing in common with you. Like, there's no part of you that is left. And Angel starts to be like, well, no, that's not really true.
Yep.
And then he's like, yeah, good point. So.
Yeah. So I feel like that's going to be foreshadowing. That the gay comment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have a feeling they're going to do something with that later. Because they just, they did too much with it in this episode for me to just walk away from it.
Feel like you're being knocked over the head with it?
Not knocked over the head with it, but just like, it was just kind of like, this is a thing. And I feel like this is a thing we're going to carry forward. So I don't know, I could be wrong, but.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yes, but it was definitely telling, right? So Buffy has a very bad idea that they could use, that they could do to kind of help out with this situation. So we go to the Bronze. We see that Willow, good Willow, is dressed up in Evil Willow's clothes.
Willow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's not, she can't walk on her shoes.
Yeah,
she's like trying to fidget in the outfit. Like, oh God.
So uncomfortable. Just like, I can barely breathe, which obviously isn't a issue for my other self, but she's going to pretend she's going to go into the Bronze because they were waiting for Willow to come back, and she's going to pretend to be Evil Willow.
Mm-hmm.
So Xander and Giles go around the back, Buffy and Angel stay out the front, and she's like, hey, send some vampires out as you can, that way we can even the odds.
Yeah, smart.
And I think Oz had said like 10-1 earlier to Angel, so there's quite a few vampires in there.
Yeah,
so Willow walks in and is very unconvincing right away, but people still believe it for a little bit anyway.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, where is Willow? You're supposed to go get her for the spell. And she's like, I killed her. She's a doormat. She lets people walk all over her. And so I just couldn't let her live. And they're like, that wasn't the plan. That wasn't the plan. We were supposed to do the spell with her. We use her for the spell. Mm-hmm. And she waves at Oz like, hi. Like, and Oz is like, okay, this is actually like something's like, not right here, but I know that she's okay. Like, this is actually Willow. So he doesn't know the whole story, but he feels relieved, I think. The minions, they're like, okay, well, if that's not going to work, because they don't care what world they're in or whatever. Yeah. And they're like, okay, so that's not going to work. Let's just start killing people. Like, that'll work out just fine. So at the library, Vampire Willow wakes up in Good Willow's clothes, and she's like, this is a nightmare.
Yeah, she's very unhappy.
Because they could not have more different style.
No.
For sure. And bless her.
Cordelia walks in, and she looks glamorous. Oh, yeah. My.
She looks like she's not ready for a night in the town.
Stunning.
But she's not here to see Wesley at all. She's here for books.
Obviously. Nighttime, right?
Yeah, in her sequined gown. is anybody here? I'm just here for books. Is Wesley here? Like, he can come here sometimes. Yeah, so she's there dressed to impress Wesley. And she sees Willow in the book cage. She's like, oh, did you get yourself locked in? She's like, yeah, can you let me out? Cordy's like, yeah, sure. So she goes get the spare key. She knows where.
But first, she lets her have an earful.
Well, I think she's about to do it.
Uh-huh.
And then she's
then she pauses. Remember the time you stole my boyfriend?
Yeah, let's talk about that. We haven't actually had a talk. And I'm glad that at least somebody brought up that the parties. We talked about Xander and Oz not like talking about it and hanging out. But Cordy and Willow didn't hang out after.
Yeah, that's true.
So that made sense to me. Mm-hmm. But now that they're kind of alone and face to face and Willow is locked in a cage, Cordy thinks it's a good time to like hash this out.
Yeah.
Which I think is appropriate.
I do too, but I'm kind of bummed that she didn't actually tell real Willow.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
Or good Willow or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess they're both real.
Yeah. We know what you mean. Original OG Willow.
The OG Willow.
Yeah. So she goes, she's going to be actually, she's like, you know what? Let's talk actually before I let you out of here.
Well, the Bronze. So Anya figures out pretty quickly that Willow is not Vamp Willow.
Yeah, because she's like, well, how about we don't kill them? How about we just let them get a head start? That's more fun. And everyone's like,
that's weird.
Hmm.
The plan is very different.
Yeah. So Anya's like, oh my God, you're actual Willow.
Yeah.
And then the vampire is like, oh yeah, I can smell you. Like, you are human. Like, I can't believe I didn't notice that. And so the yeah, so she's out. She's out of there. Like, she is, like, the jig is up. In the library, Cordy finishes her big thing about, you know, I didn't even like Xander. I didn't even like him. Blah, 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 blah. But that doesn't mean you can go stealing people's boyfriends. So she eventually finishes, and Willow, Vamp Willow, was just, like, standing there, like, oh, my gosh, like, stake mm-hmm. me. Just stake me. I don't do that instead of hearing this. So she opens the door and says, like, oh, how I can thank you, like, maybe dinner. And she turns to her, and she has her vamp face. So yeah. Cordy's like, shit.
Yeah.
And runs. So Vampire Willow is, like, chasing Cordy through, like, the hallway, through a classroom. She's trying to, like, put, you know, well, put
who,
desks
in who front hears of her. Her scream?
Yeah. And Wesley is just wandering the hallways and hears someone scream. So he goes running. Mm-hmm. So I think that when she actually corners her, it's in the bathroom. I think it's, like, in the bath. It looks like a bathroom.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. So it's usually only have one entrance, but I guess this one has two entrances because Wesley.
I've seen bathrooms in high schools with two entrances.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Interesting. I've never seen that. So Cordy runs into the bathroom, which seems like a great idea, and Willow gets in there, Vampire Willow, and has cornered her. And then Wesley jumps from the side with his stake.
Yeah.
And
way to go, Wesley.
Somewhere. Hiding in a stall. I don't know. We just saw him in the hallway. And he has got his cross so he can, like, repel Vampire Willow away. And she's kind of like, sure, like, okay, I can still get around this. But he pulls out holy water, just like a little glass of holy water. And he's like, ooh, I'm going to do something with this. And then she's like, you know what? I'm going to forget this. Whatever. I'm just going to leave. Like, she doesn't even care. Like, she just leaves.
Yep.
And then Cordy hugs.
Oh, you saved my life. Oh, my gosh.
But first, before she does that, she touches his shoulder. And he goes, ah! He gets so scared. He screams.
I forgot about that.
Because he, like, forgot she was back there, or didn't see her or something. And he screams. And he's like, oh, you know, like, men in combat.
Oh, my God. Right.
So Alex Denisov, or I can never say his last name right, is, like, so good in this scene. Like, he's so good as Wesley. Like, I just think he's great as Wesley. So, yeah, she hugs him. You saved my life. And they're like, oh, my gosh, like, that was Willow. Like, they realize, like, they're having the Buffy Xander moment where, like, oh, Willow's been killed. Mm. And then Cordy says, oh, by the way, are you doing anything tonight? Like, she gets over it pretty quickly that Willow's dead and she just doesn't care. So, very nice, Cordy. Very, very nice.
Very Cordelia-like.
Yes. So, at the Bronze, yeah, like I said, Willow has been found out. And the sign that she was meant to give in case things went, you know, badly was her screaming. And she's like, if I was human, could I do this? Ah! And the vampire on you are like, yeah, yeah, they do that. Yeah, you do that. So that prompts Buffy and Angel to burst through, start fighting the vampires.
Oh, Willow punches Anya.
Yeah, she does punch Anya and it hurts her. But she's like, that felt good, but ow! Or something like that. Yay, but ow. So she punches and then Xander and Giles come in from the back. They start getting in on
they're
the
fighting.
Action.
Yep, they're trying to fight.
And Oz grabs Willow and tries to, like, take her out through the back of the stage. And he's like, Devin, come on. And Devin's trying to climb the ropes. And Angel went up. Did you see that?
I missed that. No.
It's not working. Well, it's so funny. Yeah. He's like, Devin, come on. But then Vampire Willow heads them off, shoves Oz, and, like, attacks our good Willow.
She's trying to,
get her. Like, I guess kill her? I don't know.
She tries to choke her.
She is kind of choking her, yeah. While Buffy's fighting, she throws the poor Bronze gets trashed every other week.
Yeah.
But throws the vampire into the pastry display. I put RIP pastries. Because nobody can eat those now, which is the real tragedy of this episode. And Buffy sees that Bad Willow has Good Willow, like, on her back and is, like, choking her. So she runs over there. She breaks off a stake her.
Yeah.
She's about to stake her.
Hold up. Oh.
No. And Buffy has better reflexes than Faith because she's able to stop in time.
Yes, exactly.
And she can stop. So she doesn't stake Vampire Willow.
And so Vampire Willow is like, this world is no fun.
Yeah. She's over it. She's like, just do what you want with me at this point. I'm sick of this. So they go to, like, I think it's the factory where that the master had his, like, blood production thing going on, his MLM blood thing. And so they all gather there and they agree that they're going to send Vampire Willow back to her universe.
It's really the only That's the only, yeah, to her world so she can stand a chance.
Yeah, Willow just can't kill her. Buffy is hesitant, but then also says, like, yeah, I can't kill her either. Like, yeah. I just can't bring myself to do it.
I mean, she's still Willow.
Yeah, so that's what they're going to do. And so Anya's there. They're kind of, like, forcing her hand to do the spell again. Giles is doing the spell as well. And so Good Willow hugs Evil Willow. Is kind of like, bye, good luck.
Good luck, yeah. Try not to kill people.
Try not to kill people. And then Evil Willow, like, grabs her ass, I think. She's like, hands, yeah. Hands. Yeah. So Evil Willow's very into Good Willow. So they kind of both, like, sit in the like, a circle, and she disappears, Vampire Willow. And you see her get sucked right back into her reality.
And then she gets staked.
Yeah, just like it happened to the Wish. Oz stakes her.
Yep.
Yeah, and then she's like, okay, like, that was it. She didn't get any further. So it kind of worked out because Willow got staked, but they didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
Good Willow. Bad Willow.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I mean, because that was still her destiny, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's what happened in the Wishverse. So it made sense that it would happen again.
Yeah.
So now in the quad, Willow and Buffy are talking and she's kind of processing the whole thing. And she's like, you know what?
Willow, I'm fine never being wants relatable. To be bad. Exactly. She accepts herself for who she is.
I mean, reliable. I think I said relatable. Reliable.
She's relatable.
Yeah, and yes, both. And right. Buffy says, hey, do you want to go out tonight? She's like, no, I just want to stay home. Like, yeah. I'm done with it. I don't know if Willow rebelling some would turn her into Vamp Willow, because she's like, I don't want to be like her. Everything she touched, she destroyed. I don't think it has to be one or the other. There is a spectrum in between these two Willows.
It's not extremes, yeah.
Yeah, there's a spectrum of humanity in between these two characters, mm-hmm. versions of each other. But that's what Willow is seeing now. Like, she doesn't want to be like that Willow. Yeah. And so Percy comes up and says that he wrote the outline for his paper. He didn't know which president, like, which one to do. So he wrote two. And here's the bibliography. And just let me know, like, if I can type it better. Like, he's being very active and, like,
as he should be.
And then he leaves and he comes back and gives her an apple.
Oh, yeah, that was cute.
And then the teacher.
Yeah,
exactly. And then he takes off.
Yep.
That was funny.
I liked this scene. Because, yeah. I get it. Like, I know, okay, Willow wants to be good and that's great. And I think that's, you know, as someone who is Willow-like in high school, I get it.
Same.
But, yeah, like, I'm glad that he figured out that he can own her and, like, expect her to do, like, all of that for him. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just to have that, what's that word I want? When people think that they...
Entitled?
Entitlement. Yes, that's exactly the word. Yeah, he's so entitled. And it just was infuriating to watch that.
Yeah. And I think, so he learned a thing or two, but I think mm-hmm. Willow also learned, like, hey, you know what? Being assertive, I mean, you don't need to, like, punch people across the room.
You can be assertive without being aggressive.
Yeah. And
there's
she's
a
like,
line.
Huh, okay. There was something mm-hmm. to that, even
exactly.
though Evil Willow took it way too far. But you can still stand up for yourself and everything, and mm-hmm. people can respond to that.
Yep.
So she's like, huh. And then they decide, yeah, well, let's go out tonight. Yeah, we are going to go out tonight. So yeah.
That was a nice touch.
Yeah, I think Willow's coming back. Because like you said, we've seen Willow, like, baby stepping, progressing to mm-hmm. more assurance, like,
yeah, less self-confidence, insecure, more secure, yeah,
and being able to stand up for herself. Mm-hmm. And I think, I feel like she did have a regression in this episode, and she got either where she was or further, you know, further along in her journey. Yeah, so they're gonna go out. So, all's well that ends well. That's the end of the episode.
Well, all right, well, I got the question wrong, so there's that.
I think I came up with a better one this week, so we'll see. So, my favorite quote was, I know Faith's not going to be on the cover of Sanity Fair, but she had it rough. Different circumstances, that could have been me.
Yeah.
I think that explains a lot of, like, Buffy and Faith's relationship.
Yeah. That's
and
actually,
how much leeway Buffy gives Faith.
It does. It shows a lot of empathy. It shows a lot of emotional maturity on Buffy's part.
And the fact that with something that they've kind of... Spike said something about it, like, a slayer with friends and family that has sure as hell wasn't in the brochure, I think is the quote. This is odd for a slayer to have the support system that Buffy has.
Exactly.
It's all, like, but Faith definitely doesn't have it. We know Kendra didn't have it.
Nope.
So Buffy is the exception to the rule, I would say, mm-hmm. even though Faith has taken it. Not all of them go evil because of the circumstances. But, you know, Buffy can relate to, like, the pressure and, like, coming to terms with, like, your destiny in this way. So she does think, like, you know, it could have been her. It could be her. It could have yeah. been her under, like, having a different life. Because she had Faith life, and then she became a Slayer. Like, maybe she would have went the same way. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a really telling quote for Faith and Buffy's whole dynamic together.
Yeah.
So my favorite scene was the Willow is alive scene when they all hug her and there's all the confusion and then Giles hugs her and all of that. I think that that scene was just so so cute. And then like Xander coming with the stake, I mean the cross and then shaking it like something's wrong with it. Like it was just good. And then like the end where she's like, Buffy says, anytime you can give us an explanation for this, Giles. And Giles says, something definitely strange is going on. And then Xander's like, can you believe the council let this yeah. guy go? That whole thing is so good.
That was a really
good
scene. It was
sweet moments, funny moments. Yeah. So that was my favorite scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So my favorite line. Okay. So I had a tie, actually. One of my favorite lines was the one I already said. I'm storming off. It doesn't really work if you come with me.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cute. Yeah. But I think it won out with. So when Anya and Willow were trying to cast that spell together and Willow kind of figures out that Anya might have some sort of ulterior motive. Like she doesn't really know what, but she's like, when Anya's like, I'm just trying to find my necklace. And Willow's like, well, did you try looking inside the sofa in hell?
Yeah. Forgot all about that line.
That was so funny.
That was a great one.
That made me laugh so hard. I was like, damn, Willow, that was good.
Yeah. Willow, like she'd been pushed. She had like had enough. And she's like, excuse me, why I have to go to someone else's homework. She left that scene. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that line. That was a good one.
And then my favorite scene was when Willow was trying to be Vamp Willow. I thought that was just funny. Like she's just, you know, like she can't walk on her shoes. She's like trying to fidget with the clothing and she's just like trying to be assertive, aggressive, whatever. And she's failing horribly. And it was just, I thought it was really cute and funny.
Yeah, it was. It's like so Willow. Like mm-hmm. she was so Willow.
And like he's like pretend. The wave to Oz was like, that was yeah. so adorable.
Yeah, that was great. That was good too. Okay, so my stake rating, I gave it a 4.7.
Okay. Oh.
I think Vamp Willow was like one of the best parts of the Wish.
Yeah.
The episode. So if the Wish was going to come back around in any kind of format, I'm glad that Vamp Willow was like the focus of that.
Okay.
I think Allison Hannigan did a really good job with Vamp Willow.
She did. Allison Hannigan's a really good actress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think if you were going to tie back into that storyline, I think like very much focusing on Vamp Willow was a good idea. Because she's very different from Willow. Like we learned stuff about Willow, like Vamp Willow and real Willow. And it's just, I just think it was effective. We can see Anya back again. Mm-hmm. Now she's a student. So maybe she'll be around, I guess. We'll see if we see her anymore, but she's still human. She's still stuck in school.
Failing math like a mortal child. That's what she said, right?
She's going to fail in math.
mortal child bunking math.
And so we get a little bit more of the faith in the mayor. So we just keep that alive and we see that's moving forward. Yeah. See, that's moving forward. He's gotten her this awesome apartment.
Mm-hmm.
She's traded information for that. And she is willing to let one of her friends die. That's a big thing. But even though that was just like a little scene.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, wow. But okay. Like, she gave no like problem with it.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal. So we will. But that's not the end of obviously their relationship. So we will see that come back for sure. Yeah. I put friendship exclamation point because I thought the friendship aspect of this between Buffy, Willow and Xander was really cute.
Oh, yeah,
even when they were like, Willow was upset with them, with Buffy, like, it was just, Buffy didn't say anything really bad. Like,
no, you know, it wasn't real upset.
Yeah, and Buffy felt really bad about it. Like, she kept going, like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean anything by it. And, like, when they were hugging her and everything, I just thought the friendship between those three was really sweet in this episode.
Yeah.
It was really cute. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, okay. I gave it a 4.5. I thought it was interesting. Yeah, like you said, we did learn a lot more about Willow, and I'm hoping that this episode will get Willow to become a little more assertive, to be a little more secure in herself, to not be such a doormat because she doesn't need to be. But hopefully she also like takes away from this that it's actually okay to be reliable. Like it's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at the end of the episode, she kind of was owning that a little more, which I liked.
Yeah. And you don't have to be just one thing either.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not so black. I realized that because like in high school, I feel like everything is really black and white. It's really hard to see color. I mean, I guess, or gray, whatever you want to say. Yeah.
Shades of gray.
In between. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's hard to see that when you're at that age. So I definitely remember struggling with that a lot mm-hmm. as a teenager. So you kind of feel like you have to be this one thing. You just, mm-hmm. but you can't just fit into this tiny little box anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah. She's sure. learning that, which is great.
I think magic has done a lot for her in that way yeah, too. Like she's definitely. Doing this whole self-discovery thing with magic yep. and she's always been like really good at everything. Like computers and like mm-hmm. she's very intelligent, obviously.
Yeah.
She's a hacker and all this. So it's not like she's never like, she found something that made her special because she, I feel like she's always had that, but she's really taken them to magic and I think it's yeah. helped her feel yep. confident. So.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I also thought the friendship was really cute. Even Giles too. Like Giles was just, when he hugged her, that was so cute. I was like, oh, Giles.
Oh, and then they thought she was dead. He was like, she was the best of us.
Yeah. yeah.
That was so sweet. They loved her
so much.
I know. It was yeah. so sweet.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then just seeing a little more of Cordelia and
Wesley.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see where that goes.
You do not want this to happen, I'm assuming. You're not into it.
I'm fine. I'm neutral, I guess.
Okay.
I think it's a little weird, but whatever.
Because he's like older than her. We don't know how old he is, but.
No, you're right. We don't.
High school student. So
yeah,
we can assume that it's creepy.
I mean, yeah, I feel like he's teacher-ish.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know he's not actually a teacher.
He's a teacher adjacent, at least.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a little weird for me. I don't know. I think it's just because I think I told you this. When I was in high school, one of my teachers did dated a high school student. And then after she graduated, they ended up getting married.
Yeah.
I just thought that was, I still think that's weird, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, because it is. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
I don't think so.
All right.
Question for season 3, episode 17, Enemies.
Enemies. Wow. What a loaded title.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So some important books are for sale. So a demon is trying to like he's kind of like this with his trench coat. Here's some books, some important books. And he's trying to hawk these off. For how much? How much do you think these are worth? Yeah. How much do you think these are worth to him?
$500
back alley deal. He's trying to pull off these important books.
Maybe $1,000. I'm gonna go with one of those.
Okay.
Yep. Doing
all
it.
All right. We'll see what the running.
Watch be something crazy like $100,000.
It's not $100,000.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. We'll see what the running rate is. Okay. The going rate okay. for.
I'm curious to know what this episode's about.
Books are. Yeah. Okay. So we will see what that's all about. So that wraps up season 3, episode 16, Doppelgangland. Again, you can find us on all major podcast apps and YouTube and Instagram at One Girl and All the World Pod. You can also email us at onegirlpod@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back next week with season 3, episode 17, Enemies. Slay you real soon.
Bye. Bye.